We're listening to one of the towering figures of modern jazz, bass player and composer Charlie Hayden. He died today at age 76. Hayden began performing as a child, singing on the radio in his native Iowa. But as he explained in an NPR interview a few years ago, childhood polio changed that.
I came from being a singer going into jazz, and that's one of the things that polio did for me is took away my ability to sing with a range because it paralyzed my vocal cords, so that's when I started playing.
Charlie Hayden made his mark with saxophonist Ornette Coleman's groundbreaking quartet in the late 1950s in Los Angeles and went on to play with everyone from Stan Getz to Pat Metheny. Joining us to talk about Charlie Hayden is Fred Kaplan, columnist with Slate and jazz critic for the magazine Stereophile. Fred, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
And you knew Charlie Hayden quite well. Tell us what it was like to see Charlie perform.
Oh, well, you know, they're really just watching him play was really something. He would lean over his bass almost in a perpendicular angle to listen to what he was doing more keenly. He would turn his head away from the bass. He had such an intense expression on his face. He knew exactly what he was trying to do, and he would beam. I mean, really, it was almost an ecstatic expression when he heard one of his bandmates play a nice riff on some chord, and he knew exactly how to compound that. You mentioned that he grew up in a family of singers.
Mm-hmm.
He was singing perfect harmony when he was 2 years old.
Wow.
His father would train the family to hit a note exactly right, neither sharp nor flat, and that stayed with him through his entire career.
Do you think he changed how we hear the bass, the role of the bass in jazz music?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, before Charlie, most bassists, you know, they kept time, and say if a pianist was playing a C chord, they would play the C note and maybe some other notes around it. Charlie, you know, he's called a free jazz musician, and some people think that means abstract or chaotic. What it means is that he was a romantic. He loved nothing more than a beautiful melody, but he didn't like to be boxed in with a chord structure. So he would take what he was doing where he wanted to go. He would play a bit of the melody, a counter melody. He would open it up to an entirely different direction, but somehow bring it right back down to earth. He greatly expanded, almost limitlessly, the role that a bass player had. And other musicians would watch him. They didn't want to play with him in a jam session. They just wanted to listen to this guy who could do so much while keeping perfect time.
Charlie Hayden also did mix politics with his music. He was a founder of the Liberation Music Orchestra back in the 60s. How did those two intersect for him?
Well, you know, he came up through country music, and he saw a link between country music with its, you know, roots in Scottish and British rebels coming over to this country, and the rebellion that was often inherent in blues and jazz, too. He saw them both as personifying and expressing a sort of struggle. And his politics were leftist, but, you know, I think we can overstate that.
Mm-hmm.
What really drew him what was the music and the beauty of the music. And even in the political phase, just sort of the stirring reverie of some of those protest and revolutionary songs. And one of his most beautiful songs, one of his own compositions, which he played many times, was called Song for Che, you know, based on Che Guevara. But, you know, it's not that different from another song he wrote called Song for Ruth, which was about his wife, Ruth Cameron. He was a romantic. He was a romantic revolutionary.
Fred Kaplan, thanks so much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you.
Fred Kaplan, columnist with Slate and jazz critic for the magazine Stereophile. We were remembering bass player Charlie Hayden, who died today at age 76.